The stories of Mary Magdalene coming to the tomb in the early hours of the day after the Sabbath, Easter Sunday, are not true, according to Francine. Francine said that Mary Magdalene never left his side, and after she had transferred him to a safe place, by Sunday Jesus was well on his road to recovery. This story had to be constructed to show there were witnesses to his rising from his presumed death, and we will see how this fits in shortly. The stone to the tomb was removed by the guards hired by the Sanhedrin to initially check whether Christ had risen or not. Finding the tomb empty, they immediately reported this fact back to the Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin priests were put into a spiritual dilemma. Had they really killed their own Messiah? Eventually, fear and greed prevailed, and they put out the story that the tomb had been robbed of Christ's body by his disciples. This is confirmed in Luke 28:11-15. Francine says that the part of the New Testament, as put forth by the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, regarding the crucifixion and resurrection of Christ, was largely constructed to cover up the fact that Jesus was alive and well. Although Christ was crucified and suffered tremendous agony, none of the facts of the plot to save Jesus came out except for a few clues, which I've already touched on. The resurrection was a complete fabrication and had to be constructed to give cover to the escape of Jesus and his family, for who would search for a dead man who had risen up into heaven? Jesus journeyed to Galilee in disguise and rested often on the way, still recovering from his ordeal on the cross. He carefully avoided any Roman soldiers, Pharisees, and priests along the way, and eventually went to the designated location to meet his disciples. Francine says his disciples were truly frightened when they first saw him, and did think he was a spirit, as put forth in Luke 24:37. Jesus did make the comment, not just to Thomas, but to all of them, to touch his wounds to verify that he was still alive, and also asked for food because he was hungry. All of the disciples were then convinced that he was alive and started to ask him many questions. Jesus spent the next couple of weeks sequestered out of the public's eye and explaining to his disciples everything about the plot with Pontius Pilate and why he'd had to keep everything secret from them. Initially, several of the disciples had their feelings hurt and egos bruised because Jesus had not confided in them. But after he assured them that the secrecy had been needed to lessen the chance of the plot being exposed, they soon got over having been left out. Jesus also explained to them that Judas Iscariot was not a traitor and had seemingly betrayed him at his request to make the plan for his survival more believable. Christ went on to explain many things to them that were imperative for his escape and survival. He told his disciples that he was leaving Israel to avoid possible recapture and death. Jesus also prepared them to be apostles during this time, giving them instructions on where each of them would be traveling to preach his teachings. Jesus outlined to them how they would be going out in groups of two to help and support each other in putting forth his teachings. They were to go to Greece, Turkey, Asia, and Europe. His brother James was to remain in Israel and head operations there. Before the apostles left, Jesus gave them hope and words of wisdom and love and told them all he would always be with them, whether in flesh or spirit. The apostles didn't want Jesus and his family to go, but knew they had to. The danger was too great that they would be found out and thus truly persecuted. Jesus finally bade them farewell and told them he was going to heaven, which was the Essene nickname for Qumran, until the final arrangements could be made. It had been several months since the crucifixion, and Jesus felt he had prepared his apostles as best he could. Francine says that the apostles then went forth and preached to many lands, and all of them put forth that Christ had died on the cross, had risen, and ascended into heaven to protect the secret that Jesus was still alive. It was during this time that Christ had a heartwarming reunion with his mother, whom he also told of the plot for his survival and plans for escape.